Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I liked enough of what I saw the last time he played here where I'd like to see him get more games.
It's the best three-game stretch you've seen a Steelers quarterback play since Roethlisberger hung him up. You can pretty clearly – maybe Wilson had a brief
– How about those first 3 games for Wilson against the Giants, Jets?
Briefly as impressive. I would argue, though, those were even
– Commanders.
Where Wilson played like the first game – the very first game against the Jets, he was horrible in the first quarter. Then he got it going.
Yep.
Rudolph, in the 3 games he played, one of them being in a monsoon, Donnie, is this a fair statement to you? He was pretty consistently good throughout all of them. Like, there wasn't like a lull where he had a bunch of 3 and outs in a row. He kind of had it going the whole time in all 3 of those games, albeit the Ravens game, they barely asked him to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was enjoyable to watch their offense for the first time in a long time.
They ran it effectively. They passed it when they wanted to pass it. Like, he looked like conceptually he had a mastery of what they were asking him
to
do.
They put together real drives that looked like an actual NFL offense.
Outside of maybe Stillwater, because he was an Oklahoma State legend, outside of there, maybe his hometown in Pittsburgh, we're the only 3 places in the world that think that Mason Rudolph has a chance to be a good quarterback. Everyone else, every time this conversation has come up nationally, the Steelers have gotten crushed and made fun of for the prospect of potentially having to play Mason Rudolph at quarterback this year.
There's so many film... What I don't get about that is there are so many film bros out there whose entire...
Film bros?
Like, okay. I'm talking at the national level. Whose entire MO is they cut the tape and the tape is nameless, you know, don't take the nameplates off. Let's just see if this guy's making plays or not. I would have to imagine if you put on the tape of his 2 big games against Cincy and Seattle, you would have seen high-level quarterback play independent of what you thought of the guy beforehand, what your preconceived notions were, all that stuff. He stood in the pocket, especially against Seattle, on the road in a tough environment and made throws. Made some of the best throws I've seen a Steelers quarterback make since Roethlisberger retired. Like, no BS. So I don't know how, if you're cutting that tape as a national analyst, you're going out, I came into this thinking this guy sucked, and I'm going to find a way to say that this tape sucks and that he'll never be anything. He has no chance to be anything good because of what I thought of him coming in.
Well, he probably reverted back to pre-2023 Mason with the Titans this year. And that's the issue, too. He threw 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, and they didn't win any games.
Pony, we talked about this guy at the beginning of the show. Did everybody just kind of snap their fingers and agree that, wow, Geno Smith deserves benefit of the doubt when he started balling out in Seattle? Because wasted pick, and he got punched in the face by a teammate.
Thought that the clock was going to strike midnight on him at some point. He was going to revert back to being the Geno Smith he's always
been. But now if you read some of those people, guess the same people who thought that are like, if anything, this guy is still underrated by the league. Like, if you give him a real offensive line, he's going to put up huge numbers. And he already does put up pretty big numbers.
Well, this sounds ridiculous because it would probably be, no, it would be for sure, the worst quarterback room in terms of resume. I'm hoping it ends up being Rudolph, Howard, and Thompson, and Aaron Rodgers never comes. Cam Hayward on his podcast made it sound like he was not a Rodgers fan. Let's see if he's cleaned it up at all. He's at OTAs. He skipped last year because of his contract dispute. So now he's in year 15, and he was there today. TJ Watt was not. Here's 2 minutes of him on the Aaron Rodgers situation.
As a captain, how do you manage this unique situation where your starting quarterback may be here or he still might not?
You just, you roll with who's here. You know, it's not, guessing. If you're going to get the work, you put in, you can't worry about who's not here. Same way it goes if I was in this practice. You know, the train keeps going, whoever. We'll see what happens. You know, I think you just really can't worry about what's going on outside of here. You know, that's the way the Steelers have always run the ship. You can speculate and think one or two ways, but I think at this time and, at the moments in the offseason, you're just like, let me lock on my craft right now. Let me make sure I take care of my job. You start playing a hoping and wishing game. I'll see you in the cathedral down the street. And so,
have you tried to reach out to the individual in question or recruit him or whatever?
There's no need to recruit. You know, I think it's been more black and white up front. And, you know, I think he's had the conversations he needs to have.
Do you feel it's important? Would you like to have your quarterback, if he is the quarterback, here for these workouts?
I don't care. You know, he might be sitting on a helmet for the rest of the time. So, you know what's going to happen. Sometimes we put so much stock into the offseason where we can get caught up in the thinking it's everything. Yes, it can help. Yes, guys can get better. But who's to say you can't be better outside of here? I hate to point to it, but last year I missed all OTAs, so it didn't really help me. So, I think any player, you know what you need. You know what's required of you. As you progress towards, training camp, you just start to, kick it up, whether it's meeting with teammates or whatever, but to each their own.
All right, so I've got a few thoughts here. The first one is, I think it's very obvious that he's indifferent towards Rodgers and is borderline against it, probably is against it based on what he said initially. He went back to the, I'm not recruiting the guy. He was on the record, Hayward, he was on the record as recruiting Russell Wilson. Wilson said it, the team said it, he said it. They all like took pride in the fact that they almost looked at this like college all over again. Money doesn't matter to the guy. Let's make him feel at home here because he's going to play for the vet minimum wherever he goes. So let's make sure we roll out the red carpet for him. Mm-hmm. And the leaders of the team want him. He's not willing to do that for Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. If Tom Brady all of a sudden decided he wanted to play football again, Cam Hayward would try to get him here. I just think he's not a fan.
Isn't it plausible that this team that beat Rodgers and beat him soundly last year maybe said,
he's washed.
Yes.
He's a Skorbinski now.
I've brought that up maybe once in this entire situation. Why is
it? I bring it up all the time.
But why does it not get more run that maybe the reason
I don't know. I keep saying it. I'm happy that you're saying it now.
Well, maybe I've said it actually more than once. In fact, maybe you stole it from me. Either way, like the guys that should know best whether or not this dude can still ball kicked his ass last year. Like, badly.
And I also think, and Cam would probably want to choke slam me through a table for saying this.
Might be a donation we could try to work out for that.
I think he's made peace with the idea that winning a Super Bowl here is a pipe dream. I think his goal right now, and if I were in his shoes, I would look at it the same exact way. I think his goal right now is to get to Canton. And he knows he's close. He knows he really took a step in that direction with how things went last year. With how well he played, being an all-pro, 15th year now, if he can have another one of those turn-back-the-clock years, then I think he's going to feel like he's going to cement his status there. I think that's what he wants. He wants to go down as an immortal player that's got a bust in Canton. Because, I mean, if he really felt like Aaron Rodgers was the missing piece here, I think he would, as a leader of a team, do more to get him here. He hasn't even talked to him. They've had no communication whatsoever.
Because the only person in the entire organization that I think could be under the impression that Aaron Rodgers is the true missing piece
is Mike.
And I think Mike doesn't know quarterbacks.
And I think also...
Or Mike just likes to collect baseball cards.
And look, I think the whole point about how, you don't need OTAs to get better, that's right. I mean, Troy Polamalu never used to go to these things. We knew what he was off doing to get himself ready for a football season. It doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers is doing things to get him ready for a football season. It looks like Aaron Rodgers is doing things that guys would do in retirement, which is enjoy themselves. That's his prerogative. That's fine. He's won 4 MVPs. He is a slam dunk to go to the Hall of Fame. He is one of the 10 best quarterbacks of all time. But all those things are in the past tense. And if he wants it to still be a present tense thing, he needs to work harder at it. And it doesn't look like he's got any, feels any obligation to do so, any motivation to do so. I think he's, I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of the show. I think he's arrogant. I think he feels like, because he's been blessed with such arm talent, and he thinks he's such a smart guy, that he could pick up the offense like this, and his arm can still make all kinds of plays, unlike other dudes in the league, that as far as arm strength, he's still a Josh Allen, he's still a Patrick Mahomes, he's still a Herbert, and he could do all the things that those guys can do.
But independent of that, that's only him. He's still, what good is the arm strength if you're not on the same page with your receivers?
Yes. Sorry, I got distracted by something
like
there.
Like your number one receiver, your number two receiver, they've all got to be there.
Did you see that, Don? Did you get distracted there? Come on. Admit it. Did you get distracted?
I mean, clearly not as bad as you.
How are you going to split the defense here? Split the same.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Safeties.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers wrapped up their first OTA practice today. Aaron Rodgers is still unsigned, so that made Mason Rudolph the de facto number one quarterback. TJ Watt didn't show. DK Metcalf wasn't there. Darius Slay wasn't there, a veteran guy that skipped it. Cam Hayward was there. Rudolph talked. You just heard those comments. Now let's hear from ESPN's Brooke Pryor. Does an excellent job covering the Steelers. Brooke, it seems like among Steelers insiders, and even Adam Schefter, who said this today, that there's almost the belief that the Steelers have this open-door policy on Aaron Rodgers, and he can pretty much show up whenever he wants and be the team starting quarterback. Do you believe that?
That is what it kind of feels like. I mean, it seems like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been in the driver's seat this whole time, and it feels like they still believe that he's a plug-and-play quarterback, that no matter when he shows up, he'll take the reins. I think it's going to get to a point at training camp where he needs to be there. But yeah, I think it's really interesting. At this point, I don't expect to see him arrive in Pittsburgh until after minicamp, and that's not based on any, you know, reporting at this point. That's I'm going based on what we've seen so far, what he has kind of telegraphed in his actions. He's not a guy that appears to be in a hurry to be in Pittsburgh. He certainly doesn't seem like a guy that wants to be around for optional team activities or at this point minicamp. So we'll see. He's a real wild card.
Brooke, are you talking to anybody affiliated with the team who's starting to waver in their belief that he'll actually be here eventually and be their starting quarterback? Are there any cracks in that armor where people are starting to wonder if really he maybe just does not want to play quarterback for the Steelers?
No, not at all. That's not the sense that I've gotten from the conversations that I've had. I mean, the expectation is still that Aaron Rodgers will be a Pittsburgh Steeler. It just is a matter of when, not if. I think that if any cracks are going to show, it will be later in the summer. The closer it gets to true training camp is when I think, if he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler by that point, then I think you'll see some nerves showing. But at this point, I don't get the sense that anything has changed in anyone's belief that he will be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
So when would that Kirk Cousins pivot happen that Jeremy Fowler was talking about on ESPN this weekend? When would they make up their minds that, hey, maybe we do need to make a move for another veteran quarterback?
That I don't think would be until training camp. I don't get the sense that that is a that Kirk Cousins is high up on their radar of moves to make, because for one thing, he would have a pretty hefty price tag. I mean, there's a lot that would have to be hammered out between Pittsburgh and Atlanta, but I would imagine that Atlanta would have to take on a significant portion of his salary. But I also get the sense that, I mean, anything more than $10 million, essentially, the Steelers have kind of telegraphed that that's more than they're willing to pay a starting quarterback. That's what they've, that's what Aaron Rodgers has said that he's willing to play for. We know that Justin Fields got more than that, and that was, but he is, Justin Fields is the lowest paid starting quarterback that's on a veteran contract, not on a rookie deal. And they weren't willing to pay that. So I think that Kirk Cousins is going to end up being too much money. I think that it's kind of Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph. Obviously, they still need a fourth quarterback going into camp, but I don't think that they would spend a significant amount of money to get that fourth quarterback to bring into Latrobe.
Brooke, you've covered this team for a while. You've been around all the same principles because it's the Steelers, so they basically never change in any of the most important spots for that same period of time. How surprised are you that we have gotten to this point, this will he, won't he game, this far into the process with Aaron Rodgers?
I'm really surprised. I mean, it kind of feels like a little bit like it's a game of chicken, and we are this far down the road that you have to keep playing. I mean, this is so un-Steelers-like to not only have this continue to drag out, but to have it drag out so publicly, where you've got Aaron Rodgers flirting with the Steelers in this Q&A with fans at whatever concert it was, where, you know, he's saying, well, I think that there's a team that plays Chicago on the road this year. I'll have to check it out. Like, it is...
The Vikings play Chicago on the road, too, by the way. The team that we all kind of assumed he really wanted to play
Donnie,
for.
What was the name of that rapper he was at? Do you remember the guy?
Mike Studd.
Mike Studd.
Do you know him?
Who, Brooke? By the way, I cannot say that he is a part of my Spotify rotation recently or
what
ever.
What is up there on the Spotify rotation these days for you, if you don't mind
Did you listen
asking.
To the Joe Rogan podcast with Aaron Rodgers as a sense of repertorial duty?
I can't say that the Joe Rogan podcast is on there either. It's a lot of Noah Khan.
It's a lot of stick season.
I was going to say Noah Khan first.
That stick season won't bring an end, man.
I want to say the other day my day list description was like garage band rock guitar, something very strange, and I was like, well, I didn't know that this was my vibe. It's that or like Coastal Grandma, so somewhere in the middle. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers and I have similar Spotify tastes at all, but maybe I'll mix in some Mike Studd.
Fair to say that Noah Khan is this generation's James Taylor, yes or no?
Oh, that's
wow.
We're not there yet. And I'm very familiar with James Taylor. I can't hear Carolina in my mind without like bursting into tears. Wow. He's not there yet. He's not there quite yet. Maybe, but like we got to slow the roll a little bit. And I love Noah Khan, but not quite James Taylor level. I got to see the staying power.
Are you buying the Steelers reassured belief in Roman Wilson that they're not going to go out and get another wide receiver between now and the start of the season? Brooke, how high do you think they are on him going into year two?
I do think that there's confidence, but I think they've got to see a larger body of work before they completely, you know, stop evaluating the marketer or stop searching for another wide receiver. I mean, they're always going to be looking to acquire talent if they can. That's what Omar Khan will tell you. But with Roman Wilson, I think the thing is that we have not seen him stay healthy. And so I think if you're the Steelers, it would be irresponsible to, you know, to put all of your eggs in the Roman Wilson basket. I will say today at OTAs, I thought that he looked a little bit more bulked up than he did this time a year ago. And certainly during the season, I asked him if he had put on any weight. He said no, that he was playing at the same weight. He said the others have noticed that his body has changed a little bit, but he didn't necessarily say one way or the other if that was a concerted effort on his part. It could have also been that DK Metcalf isn't there, George Pickens isn't there, Van Jefferson obviously isn't around anymore, so the wide receiver group as a whole is a lot smaller, so there's no one to really compare him to. But I did think that he looked a little bit more solid and more durable, but that's going to be, I mean, I've got to see him in some team periods, some live action to really know whether or not he can, you know, handle going through a team period without rolling an ankle.
Where would you rank Broderick Jones on the list of most important Steelers going into this season?
I mean, I think he's got to be top five as far as looking at what they want to do as an offense, at where he is at this point in his career. He's finally getting an opportunity to play the position that he was drafted to play after this flirtation of, you know, we want to move him to left tackle, just kidding, not this year, there's an injury, whatever else. I mean, this is supposed to be the year. This is a put up or shut up year. You know, if you are supposed to be the left tackle of the future of this organization, you've now got all these pieces in place with Fautanu coming back and being healthy. This is when you've got to show that the Steelers were right to draft you. And this is a big year for not only for Broderick Jones, but for the Steelers to show that they know what they're doing, and that this focus on building up the trenches is paying off, that Andy Weidel's influence is really coming through in a big way.
Brooke, do you feel like this TJ Watt thing is going to be fait accompli, or do you think it's actually more complicated than that to get an extension done with him?
I mean, I think that I'm not going to raise any red flags until we get to training camp. I know that in the past, some of these deals have dragged out even through camp. You know, the last time he got a deal done, they were even back in Pittsburgh from Latrobe. They weren't even in Latrobe because it was a couple of years after COVID and they were over at Heinz Field. But I think that this Steelers, the way that the organization is being run right now with Omar Khan, he wants to get these things done sooner rather than later, but that doesn't necessarily mean during minicamp OTAs. I would kind of expect it to be later in the summer during training camp. I think they eventually get there, but I do think that it's, you know, not maybe as simple as they would like it to be because the market is exploding. That's what happens when you wait so long to get these deals done. You kind of let the market get set for you, and your players are still going to want to match what Myles Garrett is making, what Max Crosby is making. They'll only match it, but exceed it when you have players that are at the top of their position. They want to be paid at the top of the market, and that market is going to keep going higher until you get a deal done.
Brooke, as a veteran and lover of all things Carolina, Pony might have to eat a Carolina Reaper pepper at our five-alarm marathon.
A chip. Carolina Reaper pepper
infused
chip.
Infused chip. One of those chips that comes in a coffin. Are you familiar at all with that that brand of chip or that type of chip or the Carolina Reaper pepper?
I believe I am because I think my husband's friends sent him a Carolina Reaper lollipop at one point as a prank. So I would look into that. I can't remember if he even had any of it because he didn't want to die. But I would look into that to add to the chip, to add to the experience.
A lollipop is out there. Okay.
Very interesting.
We will have our people check in on that. Brooke Pryor, ESPN, on day one of Steelers OTAs. Thank you, Brooke.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Man, the James Taylor comp. I didn't realize I was going to get such a detailed
answer. Amanda's got
there.
Noah Kahn going like crazy now.
I think so.
He's doing stuff with Post Malone. She's loving that.
So I think the old running joke is that if you meet a guy who's a sports writer, 100% chance they love Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the ever-growing population of female sports writers and sports journalists and broadcast journalist professionals, I think
Noah Kahn's their guy.
I think Noah Kahn is their Bruce.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Springsteen.
Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. That music means it is time for a PM team name game. The way this works, pretty simple. There's a category. We go back and forth until one of us gets an answer wrong. So far, I have 2 losses. Donnie has 3 losses. Malzi has 2 losses. So a lot on the line here. Officiating today's games will be Nelly. Hello, Nell.
Howdy, fellas.
Nelly's a smirking degenerate. And I mean that in the most complimentary way. He likes to have a little action on the sporting events.
Oh, he's got Pacers minus 2.5 tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Nelly's just unassuming, does his job, rock solid. But you ask him about a Tyrese Halliburton prop bet, he's got every piece of information.
Double-double.
He's like me. He'd rather put a parlay in than have sex, which is how I describe people like myself.
Well, you've said you're going to give it up at 50, so.
At this rate, it might be 45. All right. There's 2 pieces of paper in front of you, Nell. I'd like you to give Malzi the opportunity to pick one of those 2. So whatever one he wants. That'll be our first category.
All right. Yeah, hold that one there. Oh, no. I don't like this one for me. Category, NBA MVPs.
So, Nelly, you will go find a master list of all the NBA MVP winners, and we will go back and forth until somebody gets it wrong. Donnie, because you are technically in last place, you get to go last, which is actually beneficial. So, we'll go Malzi, me, and you. Go ahead, Malzi.
Well, we got to wait for Nelly to get the list here, although I'm sure he's a veritable Rolodex. I feel like if you just go...
I'm sure you can throw out a name where he doesn't need the list yet to verify.
All right, so
Chris,
I'll just go with SGA.
Who just won.
Yeah, just won it.
Do you know what that stands for?
Do I?
Yes.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
And do you know what country he's from?
Canada.
Good job.
Patronizing, Donnie. Here we go. Patronizing.
Oh, yes, because that's a foreign concept for you. You're Mr. Patronization.
I haven't patronized anybody in at least 5 years. Kept a log.
Try 5 segments. All right. I'm going to go with...
I think I called you big guy like an hour ago.
I'm going to go with Michael Jordan.
I can't. I would think that absolutely. Yes.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Have you found the list yet, Ned?
Yeah, I have the list here.
Oh, he's just like scanning it. He's going, yes, I think the greatest players of all time might be NBA MVPs. I'll just take Steve Nash.
That's right.
2 times.
Yes.
Magic Johnson.
Larry Bird.
That's right.
Is it my turn, right?
Yes.
NBA
MVPs.
Kobe.
Yep. Jokic.
Yes. Allen Iverson. Did he not win one?
99% sure he did.
I'm fairly sure. Yeah, 2001. Yeah.
Okay.
Kareem.
Yep. Do we also count Lou Alcindor as a different entity? Or
no, okay. Kareem is one entity unto himself. Don't he, funny business afoot here. Incredible.
I'm going to go with the mailman, Karl Malone.
I know that's right for a fact. So, Big Chuck Barkley.
Wait, you skipped me here.
Oh, crap. You could take it.
All right, right. I guess I'll go with Charles Barkley.
Oh, and if you get this one wrong, Malzi, you deserve it.
Yeah, I just, you know, stupid. Just making sure here.
Everyone has 5 correct guesses so far.
Thank you, Nelly. We don't usually get that touch from Seth the Milf Hunter when he's in here officiating this. He's usually ridiculing us for getting things wrong, like when I said Tom Hanks was in Beethoven.
I'm trying to think of how far back the MVP award goes, but I'll go Wilt the Stilt.
Yeah. It goes as far back as 55, 56. His first one was 59, 60.
I'm going to go with Starkey's favorite player of all time, Bob McAdoo. That's right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shaq, he get one?
Oh, yeah.
He did. I had that same
Big Aristotle.
I had that same weird feeling about him. Like, wait, did he get one?
The Big Aristotle.
Yeah, because I knew there was the big Nash controversy was people thought he should have won
it. Yeah, he did get robbed.
Okay.
Malls?
Hakeem Olajuwon won.
Can't see why not. Can't see why not. Yeah, he's on the list.
I'll keep the big man thing going. The Admiral, David Robinson.
I knew that was coming. You know that he scored 73 points on the last day of the 94 season to win the scoring title?
How about that?
That's not a correct answer, though, here, Chris. That's just you trying to flex like you're smarter.
It's Donnie's turn.
Than everyone.
Pony, who'd you just say?
The Admiral, David Robinson.
Timmy Duncan ever get one?
Timmy!
Yes, he did.
Of course. 2001 season.
No.
Because I
thought Allen Iverson was 2001.
It says 2001, 2002.
Yeah, so 0102.
AI was the year.
You got to go with the full 2 year thing with the NBA.
All right, we've done pretty good here so far, boys. This is impressive.
6 correct guesses for each guy so far.
Malls, what do you got up your sleeve here?
Oscar Robertson. The Big O.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to get one wrong there.
Why? You probably knew he had one.
James Harden.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
Did I just screw myself up here?
He got it.
He won.
17-18.
He won one.
Kevin Durant.
I knew he was going to immediately piggyback and go with, who was his famous teammate? Did the other guy
This is a great showing by us.
Did the other guy out of the triplet?
Who said Pittsburgh's not a basketball town?
Did the other triplet get one from that group? It's annoying as hell.
Five.
Jerry West.
Four.
I don't see Jerry West on here.
I would do a control F just to make sure. That's always
good. That's what
move.
I have up, Donnie. It's control
F. Going to his Wikipedia.
I type in the word West.
Finals MVP when he didn't win it. That's the thing. I got tripped up.
Yes!
Are we serious? He didn't win an MVP?
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's incredulent, Malzi.
Did Westbrook win one?
I thought he did.
He 100% did.
That was what I couldn't.
He average a triple-double one year.
Yeah. Stupid ass. I deserve to lose.
Man!
Everybody come look at Malzi the dumbass.
Stupid ass. Please cut that. Please come and look at Malzi the dumbass. All right.
Who was the name? The name I could not think. Big man for the 76ers.
Moses.
That just won it like 2 years ago.
Oh, Embiid. That's right.
Jeez,
I don't know why.
But Moses Malone is right, too.
Yeah, so is Moses.
I don't know why Embiid's name went away from me.
Can you look up one more that just is going to tick me off if it's right? The other name I was actually going to say was Elgin Baylor.
I had that name in my head.
I don't think so.
Common spelling for Baylor, right?
B-A-Y-L-O-R. Yeah, like Don Baylor.
Okay. All right, what's the next category?
PM
team name game. Now, Mulsey has 3 losses, Donnie has 3, and I have 2.
Rock and roll Hall of Famers. Same order as last time?
Now it goes me, Donnie, Mulsey.
Yeah, because I ended up the last one.
Rock and roll Hall of Famers.
Hold on. In Starkey's honor, hold on.
All right.
Livid with myself right now. Just pathetic behavior.
Tell me when you're good here. See, this is going to be a tricky one because there's people that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
really
that should be.
And it's really just the Music Hall of Fame.
At this point, yeah.
It's just the Are You Cool and Do People Like You Hall of Fame.
Are we looking for, the band or individual members?
It could be either. You're going to have to just control F a lot of stuff here. So just have that control F.
I think if somebody is in...
A band that gets in?
No, in that case, you got to get the band.
Acts.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm going to start with the Rolling Stones.
Can't see why not. Yes, they're in.
The Who.
Can't see why not.
Led Zeppelin.
Hold on here. Let's give our man Nelly a shot here.
Donnie, what was your pick again?
The Who.
The Who.
The Who.
Oh, man.
They're not in?
Get out of here.
What?
Get the F out of
here. They have to be in.
The Who is...
Oh, if The Who's not in, this is going to be unbelievable.
Should he search Pete Townshend's name?
Like, they're in.
Led Zeppelin.
Sorry that took forever.
Led Zeppelin. LED Zeppelin.
Get the lead out.
Come on.
Yes, they're in. They're also in.
What are we doing here?
Pink Floyd.
Yes.
The Beatles.
Oh, that's a gimme.
Yeah, they're in.
Malls?
This is why this one's stupid, because like you start thinking of like these random acts that you're pretty sure are in.
There are some pretty good ones that aren't in for whatever reason.
That's
but,
what
but
I mean.
We still have a lot of heavy hitters.
It's like a weird.
There are a lot.
Van Halen.
They gotta be.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna go with Elton John.
Yes, he's in.
Queen.
Queen is also in.
Malsey?
Billy Joel.
He's in our thoughts and prayers right now.
Billy Why? What's Joel. Wrong with him?
He's got
he canceled his whole tour.
He canceled his whole tour. He's not coming to Pittsburgh anymore.
Don't tell me he's not in.
Oh, Billy Joel's in. Yeah.
Jeez, Nelly, you buried the lead there. I was sitting here freaking out.
AC/DC.
Trying to figure out how to specifically.
AC
yes,
slash DC.
DC, yeah, the slash. That's the.
Aerosmith.
Ooh, that's a fantastic pick.
I like that Nelly just going,
Aerosmith, yes.
Can't see why not. Guns N' Roses.
Also can't see why not. Let's just make sure, though. Yes, Guns N' Roses.
They're in?
Yes.
What? Yeah, why are you...
Because I'm secretly hoping with all your guesses that they're somehow wrong. That's
why are you rooting so hard against me?
Because you're such a know-it-all in these situations. That's why.
But I'm not. You're the smartest guy.
Do you know in 1994, David Robinson had to score 77 points in the last game of the season?
That?
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't brag about it.
So really his complaint is the same Starkey complaint.
Ray Charles.
Let's see. Yes. Great pick.
Thank you. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame numbers. Team name game.
Little Richard.
He just got in. You just remember that, you bastard. They just sent out a press release about that, I think. Or maybe not.
Little Richard.
In?
Yes.
Malsey's stumped.
They gotta be in. I would say Metallica.
Great pick. Yeah, they're in.
They had to be, Malsey. I don't know why you acted like that with some kind of.
It makes Nelly's style here is kind of making me like really nervous. Nelly's like, it should be, it might be, it is. He's sandbagging Donnie. He did this with the periodic table. He's gold bricking here.
Elvis Presley.
He's got cadmium sitting under there.
Elvis Presley, yes, absolutely, yes.
Come on, you can't have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That would be really
Elvis.
Weird.
How about Michael Jackson?
Chris, he might be out. He's not a rock and roll guy.
But that hasn't stopped them.
Michael Jackson is in.
The King of Pop, come on.
It's not a Pop Hall of Fame.
I know, but it's basically the Music Hall of Fame at this point.
Chuck Berry.
Yes, Rick Chuck Berry.
If he's not in, invalidate, sink the whole damn thing into Lake Erie. If I'm the know-it-all, you're the fake sandbagger. Oh, boy, I can't even. You probably have, like, you're picking from the Rolodex of 15 that you've got sitting in there.
No, that's not true. James Taylor.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Yeah, that sounds like rock and roll to me.
James Taylor,
in.
Yes, sir.
I know he's in. That's why I'm lamenting this.
Man. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
What?
I'm pretty confident she's in there.
He's right.
Isn't she coming to town?
I love rock and roll. Yes, she is.
So put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Malsey?
I'm thinking. Easy there, Tiger. All right, I'm going to take the first big risk. I think Run DMC is in.
I think you're right.
Why would they be in? They're a rap group.
Again, I think Malsey's right.
With the spelling B,
run space DMC.
Run space DMC. Nothing's popping up for me.
Let's double check.
Is Run DMC in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yes, inducted in 2009, says Google. Run-DMC. They're right, in.
Okay, maybe I was going to say. A dash.
Do you see it now?
I do.
Okay.
God almighty.
I typed in run and I didn't see anything.
That's like the doctor comes out and tells your family, we're sorry he didn't pull through. Oh, wait a minute. He's actually fine. Wrong paper. Wrong chart.
Fleetwood Mac. If they didn't put them in, they might as well close the whole thing down.
Yeah, they're in. 1998.
Made an unbelievable album about them all sleeping with each other.
Journey.
Yes, Journey.
I'm going to go with the same college anthems, Girls Love It at the Bar, Bon Jovi.
Yeah, they're in.
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
We're going to name way more Rock and Roll Hall of Famers than we are.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
He's probably watched a documentary on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Donnie, and internalized every single artist that's in there.
How about Neil Young?
And
Neil Young, yes, sir. Okay.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh,
I can't believe that one was still sitting there. That's a good pull.
That feels like Brady.
I'm sure I have the spelling right on
L-Y-N.
This. L-Y-N.
Y-R-D.
Yes, sir.
Pat Benatar. You like that one, Horse?
Pat Benatar.
Hit me with your best shot.
Just
fire.
Did.
Fire away.
Just did, my friend.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, how did we let him sit out there long?
Him and Skynyrd going this late is Brady and AB in the sixth round, man.
Uh-oh.
It might be the E Street. Yeah. Oh, Joel is taking some of these is so obvious that he doesn't even acknowledge
them. Go ahead,
Malsy. Relax.
I got a ballsy one next, but it's in my head, and I'm just going to give it a whirl.
So do I, but... Is there any... I just am trying to think, is there anybody that's obvious from, like, the 60s? Oh, I guess... No, I don't think he is in. I can't say it.
Start the clock.
I'm actually going to go with the Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys?
Holy crap.
Yes, sir.
Hot diggity damn!
Okay.
Now don't you tell me to smile.
Shut up. Meatloaf.
He's in.
I typed in the word meatloaf.
Oh no!
Are we sure? Is it all one word?
Hold on.
Are you?
Oh, it is two words. You know.
Yeah!
Come on, Nelly.
Hold on a minute.
You know what? I'm not seeing it, actually.
What?
I'm not seeing it.
Are you kidding
me? I saw two words, and so, okay, I'll take a stab at this.
Get out of here. What do you think is keeping Meatloaf from getting into the Rock and Roll
Hall?
Wow! The first result on Google.
Are you effing kidding me? Yeah,
down baby. Goes Filippone.
Let's go!
That is a friggin'...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.